We fight life's battles in Christ's strength, December 4. Take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Let everyone who names the name of Christ read this scripture again and again, and then inquire, am I clothed with the whole armor of God, that I may be a successful co-laborer with Christ? The more we know of ourselves, the more we probe our motives and desires, the more heartfelt will be our consciousness of our utter inability to fight the battle of the Lord in our own strength. Establish your hearts in the belief that God knows of all the trials and difficulties you will encounter in the warfare against evil, for God is dishonored when any soul belittles His power by talking unbelief. This world is God's great field of labor. He has purchased those that dwell on it with the blood of His only begotten Son, and He means that His message of mercy shall go to everyone. Those who are commissioned to do this work will be tested and tried, but they are always to remember that God is near to strengthen and uphold them. He does not ask us to depend upon any broken reed. We are not to look for human aid. God forbid that we should place man where God should be. The Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. A lesson of faith is given us in the experience of Christ with the disciples of John the Baptist. Imprisoned in the lonely dungeon, John had fallen into discouragement, and he sent his disciples to Jesus, asking, "Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another?" Christ knew on what errand these messengers had come, and by a mighty demonstration of His power He gave them unmistakable evidence of His divinity. Turning to the multitude, He spoke, and the deaf heard His voice. He spoke again, and the eyes of the blind were opened to behold the beauties of nature. He put forth His hand, and at His touch the fever left the afflicted ones. At His command demoniacs were healed, and falling at His feet, worshipped Him. Then turning to the disciples of John, He said, "Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see." That same Jesus who wrought those mighty works is our Savior today, and is as willing to manifest His power on our behalf as He was in the behalf of John the Baptist. When we are hedged about by adverse circumstances, surrounded by difficulties which it seems impossible for us to surmount, we are not to murmur, but to remember the past loving kindnesses of the Lord. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, we may endure as seeing Him who is invisible, and this will keep our minds from being clouded by the shadow of unbelief.